This is episode 2641 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo.
Yo, Adrian.
Who stars in Taylor Sheridan's Tulsa King, is reportedly tough to work with.
Really? Huh.
I didn't know that.
I thought he was kind of Mr. Nice Guy when he did the Rocky movies.
And he's got, I think he's got kids on the set with him too. His own kids.
Yeah, I think so.
So much so that the casting director for the series left.
Wow.
After Sly, and an unnamed director made disparaging comments about background actors. You know, like extras.
Oh, extras. Yeah, right. They call them background. They don't want to be called extras.
Allegedly, Sly and the director are accused of calling extras ugly.
Ew.
Tub of lard.
Wow.
And a fat guy with a cane.
Can somebody, report him to HR for that? It's like, I know he's the star of the show, but it's like, hey, you can't say things about that. Oh, my God.
Well, I believe there has been a report to HR.
That's probably why we're talking about this. Okay.
Rose Locke Casting of Atlanta was hired to find actors ages 18 and over for the second season of the series.
Oh, is it already in the second season? I've never watched it. Everybody says it's great. Taylor Sheridan is amazing storyteller, but I get it. But I've got too many things to watch.
I know.
It's like I still got most of Yellowstone to finish. So.
A private Facebook page for Atlanta-based background actors became a hotbed.
A hotbed.
Of complaints from actors working on the series.
Oh, my.
Tulsa King executive producer Craig Zisk denied the claims and says the extras were supposed to be in the 25 to 35-year-old range, but the extras who were cast were considerably older.
Well, maybe they just don't have any background actors that are available.
So they were polite and did their jobs, according to Zisk.
Sure.
But when he told casting they needed to submit headshots of the extras in advance, casting responded that they don't work that way.
Oh, homie, don't play that. That's interesting.
And
wow.
He shot back, "That's the way I work, and everyone I know works that same way in casting."
Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah, you don't just have people show up. I get, well, maybe they do. I mean, especially if there's a lot, I would imagine they just have them show up, you know, at call time and hope they get into wardrobe. Sometimes they bring their own clothes too, you know. Sometimes that's part of the deal.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And they better pay. I would think they better
pay them
better.
Well, it's weird. It's out here, I think it's, you know, you get paid for an 8-hour day, whether you work 8 hours or not. But
Not necessarily.
Really?
No, if you come in, you have to get paid for at least 2 hours.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
If you work part of the day, you get paid for like half the day.
Oh, is that it?
Okay. Yeah.
And then who buys lunch at the commissary? That's what I want to know.
So, and after all that hullabaloo, and he says, "That's the way I work, and everyone I know works that way in extra casting."
Sure.
An hour later, quit.
The caster quit. Well, yeah. I get that. Okay.
Yep.
Well, I'll have to follow this story and see if it rings true as they move on to season two of The Tulsa King. Is it The Tulsa King or just Tulsa King? I think it's Tulsa King.
I don't know.
I've seen
clips of it, and it's the funny thing is with everyone else in the scenes, I'll just put it this way, he's commanding of every scene that he's in.
Well, yeah, it's his show.
Just by being in the scene,
well, that's him.
And the size relation... And then
short.
He opens his mouth.
Well, hey, yo.
And he's very commanding of his scenes.
All right. Okay.
It's interesting.
Well, there you go. And we'll see how long casting directors continue to come in and out of this series from here.
Bridget Jones is heading back to the screen.
God, she's an old woman now.
After months of, it's going to be Hugh Grant, too.
They're old people now.
Yeah.
They're old.
Well, you wouldn't
Bridget
call
Jones?
Her old.
Well, is it Bridget Jones at the
at Grant's
the home?
Getting old.
Is it Bridget Jones at the assisted living facility?
She's
what's the deal?
Not that old.
All right, okay, fine.
Anywho, after months
of she's still dating, what's his name, Anstead?
I believe she is, yes.
Right. He's old.
Yes, and they're
he's
very happy.
Well, good for them.
Well, he's hot. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay, fine, whatever.
Universal Pictures and the production company have finally put in place the talent for Bridget Jones' Mad About the Boy.
Mad About the Boy.
The fourth installment of the British-based romantic film comedy series.
Four of these. Do you think anybody's going to go see this? Because I think by number four, people are pretty tired of the character. You know, if Indiana Jones is any barometer, the fourth movie's usually, it's like, we wanted to see it. Nah, we didn't want to see it. Anyway.
It's probably going to be, for those people who have followed the Bridget Jones series, they're the ones who will see it.
Okay. All right.
And they will probably enjoy it.
Fair enough.
Because it's always been quite clever.
Fair enough.
It's going to have Hugh Grant, Emma Thompson, who appeared in the 2016's Bridget Jones's Baby, is back as well. And in the novel Mad About a Boy, she finds new levels of embarrassment as tweets and texts were added to her. And Bridget is now navigating life, work, family, and love as a 51-year-old single mother and widow.
Wow. Oh, widow.
Widow to boot. I know,
Did
right?
Do we know that?
That's kind of a spoiler.
Is that a spoiler?
If you haven't seen number three, it's a spoiler.
Well, and I mean, you know, if you've read the books, it's not a spoiler. So I have not read the books. I'm assuming it's not a spoiler.
Hey, Tori Spelling says she needs some help to keep things moving.
Mo?
Intestinally speaking.
Ew.
Meaning she's got to have witnesses now and then when she's dropping a deuce.
Oh, gross. Yuck.
Yeah.
I didn't need to know that.
She lifted the lid on her bowel movement habits in the latest episode of her misspelling podcast.
Oh, my admitting God.
Admitting she can only do her business in front of her estranged hubby, Dean McDermott.
Now, if I was him, I'd say, like, this is one of the reasons why I want to leave her.
Yeah.
I don't want to see her take a crap. I just don't. I don't give a crap, and I don't want to see her take a crap.
And now with her kids present in the room.
What?
With her.
What? Now she makes her kids come in?
You heard right.
Oh, my God.
The topic kickstarted with Tori saying folks advise her all the time to be happy and content being alone. But for her, it's not that easy because she doesn't even like to poop alone.
She can't poop alone. Well, instead of calling. Well, okay. Then we're just going to call her poop. Instead of goop, she's poop.
She's not Goop.
I know she's not Goop. We call her nickname Poop. Project Poop. Whatever.
All right. So now we have Goop and Poop.
Candy Spelling, how did you raise this child? Seriously?
That's a good question.
Did she have a nanny look in on her when she was, you know, doing her business all the time? I can't poop without help. Oh, jeez.
What would he do when he was there? Would he sing to her? Read her a book?
I just threw up a little bit in my mouth thinking about it.
Play charades?
You know, some people are really okay with that. I've never been one of those people.
No.
Some people are like, no problem. I can potty in front of you.
It's nope.
No. Not even Halle Berry can potty in front of me. Sorry, no. I draw the line at potty. You know, we've seen these Saturday Night Live funny commercials where they have the facing toilets. Yeah. Ugh.
Yes.
Ugh.
Yeah, no. No.
Hey,
who cares
tomorrow? Have a great day, and
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.